How's this for a bad butt dial? We've all done that. Accidentally, our phone has rung somebody. And usually you just hear the swishing of their pants as they're walking along the street. Or you can hear them talking, but it's muffled because the phone's in the bag or wherever it is.
Don't you really want to like get your ear in and try? Well, like you're like, oh, come on,
it's
say
like
something.
Fev, you know when someone butt dials you but it leaves a long voicemail? Yeah. So when you look and you've got a voicemail that goes for 6 minutes, you know they've accidentally done it.
Yeah.
But do you just listen to the whole 100%. Thing? Going, come on, say something.
Really put it in your ear hole. You're like, come on, say something.
Well, there is a guy in the States who has butt dialed somebody and he will regret this because he's going to jail for a long time. He has accidentally butt dialed a man that he was in the process of trying to have assassinated.
Whoa, gee.
I laugh. That's not funny. So there's a man called...
You can't laugh and they're not saying that's not funny.
I know, but it's sort of... I guess it's not. So there's a guy called Larry and he's sitting there. His phone's rung. He's going, oh, hello, I'll pick it up.
It's
and
Phil.
He can hear his mate Phil telling another man to have him killed.
To
have Larry killed. So Larry is listening to a guy called Phil, and this is exactly one of the... Apparently the call lasted 1.5 hours. Do you know it took that long to arrange a hit? That's a long time to talk about.
Well, detailed.
There's a lot of things you've got to set up.
He overheard the man say to the third party, I don't care if you have to burn his house to the ground with him in it. I don't care what you have to do. Make it look like an accident. Imagine overhearing somebody try to have you killed. Well, no, what he's done is, this is how foolish the guy that was setting up the hit is. In the hour and a half that he was on the phone with the assassin trying to sort this out, Larry has called the police. The police have gone over.
Oh,
the guy's still on the phone trying to set up the hit.
Okay,
so it's all gone away. And this guy is now, obviously, he's been dragged before the courts. He's on a bond of $1 million.
How long would you get for
just
preparing?
Oh,
like, he didn't actually do it.
That it's a conspiracy to commit murder, I reckon, in the States particularly, that will be hefty.
Because you
20 to life, 25 to life.
Wow. You just say, I was joking, we rang him deliberately.
Well, you'd say,
you
do it. It's an Ashton Kutcher punch.
Pinch punch for the first day of the month.
Hilarious
but
gag.
Butt dials, it was only the other day I was reading about a butt dial went wrong with a guy, I think he had a Tesla app.
Oh.
And
he
got a text message and Elon Musk. He got a text message from Tesla saying he just ordered about 7,000 US upgrades to his car.
Yeah.
And apparently the app, however he'd bumped it or knocked it on his phone, it had gone and charged him this money. I mean, but that's a butt dial gone wrong because he's now facing 25 to life for that. But Kushla in Mount Waverley. Hi, Kushla.
Hi.
Love your name, Kushla.
Hello.
Hi, Kushla.
Kushla.
Thank you.
I keep saying it.
Can you hear me?
Indeed, absolutely.
Oh. Yes.
Kushla, talk us through when you accidentally butt dialed.
I applied for an investment loan for a property with a personal lender, mortgage broker who came to our house and sat and spoke to myself and my partner and said, at the end of it, now, if you have any inquiries, I'm available 24 hours a day. And I am a night shift worker. And at 3 o'clock in the morning at work, I heard, hello, hello. Mm-hmm. And I looked down to see that I had called the mortgage broker at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And I said, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And he said, I thought it was a test to see whether I really was available.
Oh! Very good.
You want him as your mortgage broker. He takes your call at 3 a.m.
Outstanding service. Hey, we appreciate you joining in on the show. And we had a few of these lying around, Kushla. What about a $100 Thirsty Camel voucher just in time for the AFL Grand Final?
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Couple of shandies.